Dora at WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. An appeals court tosses a lawsuit against Charlottesville officials related to the deadly August 2017 white supremacist rally. Governor Northam sets aside money for the 2020 census, and even as acceptance of marijuana spreads, pot arrests are at almost record highs in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, July 24. A federal appeals court has tossed out a lawsuit against Charlottesville officials over their response to the deadly white supremacist rally in August of 2017. The Daily Progress reports that the Richmond-based Fourth Circuit Court denied an appeal from Robert Sanchez Turner last week. Turner said he attended the Unite the Right rally to peacefully protest the white supremacists. His lawsuit targeted the city of Charlottesville, its former police chief and the former superintendent of the Virginia State Police. The lawsuit said that police and state troopers watched but did not intervene as Turner was approached by, quote, KKK members / sympathizers who sprayed him with mace and beat him. The appellate court agreed with a lower court finding that there was no constitutional right supporting Turner's claims. Governor Ralph Northam announced Tuesday that he will set aside $1.5 million in funding for the 2020 census. The money will come from an economic development fund controlled by the governor. Secretary of Finance Aubrey Lane says that the census is an economic priority because it determines how much federal revenue the state will receive for the next decade.
It's been estimated that for every person that may be miscounted, up to $2,000 would be lost each year in federal revenue.
The funding will pay for outreach to minorities, children, and other groups who are less likely to be counted. The Republican-controlled state Senate rejected similar census funding earlier this year. According to Virginia police, almost 30,000 people were arrested for marijuana-related offenses in Virginia in 2018. That is triple the number from the late 90s. Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
There's no data or studies to explain why arrests for marijuana use are still rising, despite softening attitudes. But Jen Michelle Padini has theories.
It may be that people are possessing marijuana in their cars more often, which is where the majority of marijuana arrests come from, or it may be heightened enforcement of marijuana possession.
Padini is with the group Normal. They advocate for reform to marijuana laws nationwide. They say Virginia isn't alone in seeing arrest rates continue to rise.
Perhaps it's just the death rattles of prohibition.
Whatever the reason, to reform advocates, it just means the best way to reduce arrests is to change the law. Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring agrees. He's called for decriminalizing possession of small amounts of pot.
Criminalizing marijuana possession really just does not work. It is needlessly creating criminals and saddling them with arrests and convictions. It's costing a lot of money that could be better spent.
Virginia does now have a small but restrictive medical cannabis program, but state lawmakers have consistently voted against full-scale decriminalization. I'm Mallory Nopain.
The nation's first elected African-American governor says he is the victim of a biased investigation of alleged sexual harassment. Former Governor L. Douglas Wilder posted a detailed rebuttal Tuesday on his website to an independent investigation commissioned by Virginia Commonwealth University. The investigation concluded that Wilder, who teaches at the school, kissed a student 6 decades his junior without her consent. Wilder said the investigation ignored key evidence, and he suggested there was an inherent racial bias at the school, and he suggested he was the victim of a potential extortion attempt. In March, The Washington Post reported on allegations made by VCU student Sydney Black against Wilder, who is 66 years older than her. She said he offered to take her on trips and pay for law school and suggested she live at his house in 2017. Black reported the conduct to police and VCU, where she was working as an office assistant at the L. Douglas Wilder School of Government and Public Affairs. Wilder is a distinguished professor at the school. Black, who is African American, said she struggled with making a report that could tarnish Wilder's legacy and attract negative attention. Finally today, dignitaries who attend the 400th anniversary celebration of representative government in America later this month we'll also see Dominion's new transmission towers across the James River. Conservationists say the towers ignore the history, ruin the view, and challenge the law. Charles Fishburne from partner station WCVE reports.
The Army Corps of Engineers granted a permit in 2017, and Dominion built the towers even as it was being taken to court.
The National Trust's main concern has always been that regulators have not properly applied the law.
The National Trust for Historic Preservation's Sherry Williamson says Dominion should have explored other alternatives
that would avoid building this project across one of the most historically significant landscapes in the United States.
Dominion determined to build the towers and take the risk and promised to take them down if the permit were ultimately revoked.
We would fully comply with a court order.
Dominion's Benita Billingsley Harris.
We're asking the court to keep the permit in place while the environmental impact statement is prepared.
Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoy your Wednesday.